It's Mother's Day, and we have Anna Jarvis to thank for that. Jarvis actually has some local ties. She was born not too far away in Grafton, West Virginia, and is a distant cousin of Maxine Bruins, who has been the director of the Nationality Rooms at the University of Pittsburgh for more than 50 years. Bruins spoke with 90.5 WESA Sarah Kovash about how the holiday begun and why Jarvis wouldn't like what it's become.
Go ahead and tell us about Anna's mother, because she was an inspiration for this, right?
Yes. Her name was Ann Reeves Jarvis, and she, during the Civil War, she had lost 8 of her 11 children to infections and diseases, and so Anna lived. And she thought mothers all over the United States should know this, because a lot of people didn't know why their kids were dying. And so she formed many women's clubs, mothers' clubs, taught them how to dress bandages. And because of that, she began to admire mothers very much. And then Anna heard her one day pray to God that she hoped that someday somebody would help there be a Mother's Day where mothers would be recognized. And Anna heard that, and she took it seriously. So when her mother died in 1905, she said, "Mother, you one day will have your Mother's Day." And she went to work.
So this was definitely about celebrating mothers and being a very pure holiday to say thank you for what you do. It's become a very commercialized holiday now. How do you think she would feel about that?
Well, I know how she felt about it, because she wanted the flower to be the white carnation, because it was her mother's favorite flower. And pretty soon the flower merchants started making paper carnations. And she was furious. She said, "You can't do that. You can't commercialize this tribute to mothers." And she just kept fighting it and lost. And she actually ended up off her rocker and had to go to a mental institution at age 70 and died there at age 84. She just could not win against the commercial.
Well, so Mother's Day, like we said, is a little more commercialized now, which she wouldn't have approved of. But if she were here now, what do you think she would think would make the ideal Mother's Day? What's the best way to celebrate?
I think she would say that all the children would gather with their mother. If there's only one child, they would take her to dinner. They would maybe take her to church, whatever church it would be. It could be Muslim or Japanese or Buddhist or whatever. And just devote that one day to thanking her for giving birth to them and being their teacher for many, many years.
Maxine Bruins of the University of Pittsburgh, thank you so much.
Bitte schön. It was a pleasure, and happy Mother's Day.
That was 90.5 WESA's Sarah Kovash speaking with Maxine Bruins, a distant relative of the creator of Mother's Day. Find more of their interview at WESA.fm.